This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Bell Atlantic, the nation's largest local phone company, asked for permission today to offer long-distance service in New York State. If the Federal Communications Commission says yes, it would be a first. The FCC has rejected all previous requests by Bell operating companies to offer long distance. The government says the companies must first give up their monopoly control over local service. Bell Atlantic stands the best chance of getting FCC approval so far. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the company is actually trying to break up its own monopoly.
In an office in Lower Manhattan, Bell Atlantic's Artie Zanfini has what might seem to be an unenviable task. He's trying to make it easier for competitors to steal his company's clients. Zanfini demonstrates a website that other phone companies can use to simplify the switch when a customer wants to leave Bell Atlantic.
And I always use my mother when I do these demonstrations because she would gladly give her permission to me to do that.
This unassuming webpage holds some of the secrets to the multi-billion dollar local phone business, which has been in the hands of one monopoly or another for a century. Zanfini's charge is to make the system as easy to use as possible so users can switch local phone companies as easily as they switch long-distance providers every day.
The products and services that my mother subscribes to and how much she pays to Bell Atlantic for this service.
And you can see Zanfini's simple webpage and the rest of Bell Atlantic's computer system have been at the center of one of the most contentious battles in telecommunications history. Competitors charge that customers sometimes lose their phone service altogether when they switch local carriers. They charge that orders get lost because Bell Atlantic and other local companies still process those orders by hand instead of using an automated process as they promised to do.
It's not brain surgery. Bell Atlantic can do this.
Rob Lopardo of MCI WorldCom says the Bell operating companies, or BOX, have dragged their feet because they're reluctant to surrender their local customer base.
No other BOC yet has demonstrated an ability to do it, and it's no surprise the Bell companies are going to try to get into long distance without having to give up any market share on the local side.
Federal law says the Bell companies must stay out of long distance until consumers have a free choice of local providers. Local competition is the government's goal. Scott Cleland, an analyst with Legg Mason, says that the government hopes and competitors fear that Bell Atlantic will also shake up prices in the long distance business.
Look at how the competitors have fought it tooth and nail for the last 4 years. If it didn't matter, they wouldn't be fighting it. Because Bell Atlantic will be a big new competitor with 0% share. The only way to break into the market is with price decreases.
The FCC has rejected 5 long-distance applications from other Bell companies. Each time, difficulty in switching customers was an important issue. Bell Atlantic tried to pave the way with New York State regulators by bringing in a third party to evaluate its efforts. The leading local competitor, MCI, now has over 160,000 residential customers, but says that progress could erode if government pressure disappears. But Bell Atlantic's Randy Milch says regulators need to move quickly so that his company can keep competition alive in long distance now that MCI and Sprint are discussing a potential merger.
You're going to have the second and third largest long distance providers merging if that goes forward. That leaves most of the consumers only with the choice of AT&T. And the best thing from a consumer standpoint would be let Bell Atlantic into that long-distance market.
Bell Atlantic hopes to offer long-distance in New York as soon as January 1st if regulators cooperate. While consumers in other states may have to wait, analyst Scott Cleland says the industry will feel immediate effects because the New York market is so important.
I mean, it is the capital of the telecommunications planet. 20% of the Americans' international long distance originates in New York, 15% of data traffic, and probably 25% of the competitors' revenue base is in New York.
New York consumers may have mixed feelings, knowing they may soon receive even more telemarketing calls as their state's phone market opens up. But the hope among state and federal officials is that deregulation will eventually help consumers by offering lower prices and by speeding the rollout of advanced services like high-speed internet access. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.